Chinese authorities appear to have the country's latest coronavirus outbreak under control. Daily reported cases have dropped to single digits after the Delta variant spread to at least 1,300 people since mid-October. But reducing infections has come at a cost. Severe lockdowns and travel restrictions are weighing on the country's economic growth at a time when inflation is also increasing. Chinese officials say the impact will be short-term, but some analysts believe it's likely to continue next year.
Over time, there have been episodes of outbreak which have dented people's ability to move around, their ability to consume, to go shopping, to travel, and it's injected a sort of insecurity.
Last week, ratings agency Fitch cut its forecast for China's growth in 2021 to 8.1% and lowered its 2022 forecast to 5.2%. Several banks have also followed suit.
China is one of the few countries still following a zero-tolerance approach to the virus. Its borders have been closed since March 2020, and strict quarantine remains in place.
Shoppers have become more cautious in their spending. E-commerce giant Alibaba recorded its slowest sales growth during its annual Singles' Day online shopping festival earlier this month. Ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics in February, authorities say they will further tighten pandemic controls in the coming weeks.
We will summarize the experience and lessons learned, further taking pains to promote the implementation of epidemic prevention and continue to propel vaccination for the public.
China's economy is already under pressure from a crackdown in the property sector and power shortages, which have hampered manufacturing. The economy grew by just 4.9% in the third quarter, falling short of expectations. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.